He is the president of the American Federation of Teachers. David, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
I wanted to get your take on the teacher tenure bill that went through the House. It's on its way to the Senate. What's your thought?
Well, you know, what the legislature should be concentrating on is improving education for our children. And these bills do not do that at all. In fact, these bills hurt our kids. Tenure is due process. That's all it is. And everybody deserves due process. These bills in no way guarantee that there's a comprehensive evaluation system for teachers, so we know who is doing well, who isn't doing so well, who needs help, and how we could help them. That kind of program would help our kids, not coming after due process for teachers.
The thought behind this bill from the several legislators that we talked to was, number one, most of the teachers are good teachers. They have nothing to worry about. It has been too hard, too challenging, and too costly to get rid of bad teachers. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I agree with the first part, that the overwhelming majority of teachers are very good teachers. I disagree with the second part. Any administrator who will not do the work that is necessary to do to properly evaluate, properly assist, and then if the teacher still isn't good, to properly dismiss the teacher, any administrator who would not do that should be dismissed themselves, because that's a job of an administrator.
Yeah, but David, it could take years with appeals and
actually, it doesn't, Tony. Our union analyzed the last 10 years of tenure cases. The average length of time is 9 to 10 months. And then so our union said, that's too long. Less than a year is too long. And we proposed months ago shortening that system by over 40%. So we're all in favor of reducing the length of the tenure process, and we propose that, but that does not undercut due process. That just makes the decision a quicker decision.
David, I want to get your take. I had a caller call in, and he was concerned about the power that emergency financial managers have, and he thought that if a bean counter is trying to cut costs in a district, and he's got a teacher making $60,000 over here and one making $30,000, and even if the one who's making $60,000 has tenure and as a great teacher, that person may get caught under this legislation. How do you see that?
Well, that's absolutely a major concern. I mean, the call is right. I mean, it's difficult financial times. So are people going to make, you know, if there is no layoff by any kind of rational system like we have now, given the elimination of that in this House legislation, that means decisions are going to be arbitrary decisions, and a lot of them will be made. Let me dismiss the teacher who makes 60 and keep the one who makes 38. Absolutely. And obviously, you know, that's not what's best for the kids.
David, the same caller also thought that bigger isn't better in education. As you know, we're in these times where there are consolidations of city services, county services, different types of services, and maybe cost-cutting is good in that nature. Where would you stand as far as consolidation in education issues?
Well, there's an awful lot already going on of coordinating work in education to save money. Intermediate school districts do a great deal of work in things like joint purchasing, so that you get a better bang for the dollar. So that's already going on. Could more go on like that? Undoubtedly. Do we need to look at, you know, doing more things like that? Absolutely. But when it gets to the point of our local school district, you know, local school districts are really the hub of community, and they're the basis for community. And, you know, in my experience, that's regardless of the economic standing of the community. And if communities believe some consolidation makes sense, well, that needs to be a community decision. But as far as coordinating work to get a better bang for the dollar, a lot of that work's already going on.
All right. So what's the plan now? Where do you go from here as this bill is at the Senate?
Well, this goes to the Senate, as you're saying, Tony. So obviously, we're going to be talking with with senators. And when I say we, that doesn't mean, you know, just me or just our paid staff lobbyist who does a great job. So we had a whole bunch of teachers up there yesterday, and we'll have a whole bunch of teachers talking to senators, people who are in the classroom saying, this is, you know, if you pass this, this is the negative impact on the education of our kids. And we continue to call on legislators to do the support the real work it takes to improve education and not just come after the people who educate our children.
All right, finally, David, before I let you go, do you think that legislation like this teacher tenure bill, are efforts by Republicans and supporters of these bills to bust unions and to limit teachers?
If that's the design of these bills, I wouldn't make a blanket statement like that. I would say that are there legislators in Lansing who support legislation for the purpose of undercutting organized labor? Absolutely. I would not say every vote against us on the issue is for that reason, but I think some of the votes are. Absolutely.
David, as always, we appreciate your perspective.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having me.